What's one thing you'd love to do in church? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, No Committees. Our scripture reference today is James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith." You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith without works is barren? Was not our ancestor Abraham justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. Thus, the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God." You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, was not Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another road? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. At my first actual church job, one man in particular made a strong impression on me. He was older, but you couldn't tell. Early on, I had a chance to visit with him. And he said, "John, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. Just don't ask me to be on a committee." He prioritized the actual work he could do. There was no hiding behind a committee for him. In James 2, the brother of Jesus warns against two things: showing partiality and having a dead faith. For today, let's focus on the faith warning and its illustrations. James asks, "And yet you do not supply their bodily needs? What is the good of that?" From that, we can easily see the importance of helping someone in need. That's what an alive faith does. But James also highlights Abraham as someone with an active faith. How do we know his faith was alive? Because he was willing to offer his son, Isaac. Whoa, that's different from giving someone a jacket or some food. Now, does God expect us to engage in traumatic acts of faith to prove ourselves? Absolutely not. Abraham's example, though, helps us reflect on what tangible impact our faith has on who we are and what we do with our lives. If you have 50 coats in your closet, giving one of them away might not be a big deal. No big leap of faith there. I can't tell you the amount of times people have offered the church something they didn't want anymore, or something they were getting rid of to buy new for themselves. Such is charity sometimes. So here's another question. Does God expect us to engage in ministry that stretches our comfort? Maybe. because then decisions require us to confront what's really important to us. And that was Rahab's example. Her deeds put her at risk. She still followed through. How many of us are afraid to follow through with what God's called us to because we don't want to give up what we have? As if to say, Lord, I can't trust you to keep providing. Having faith in the living God is more than being nice and doing nice things. That's a good place to start. But our faith comes alive when we allow it to shape our decisions, our relationships, and all we do with our lives. And an alive faith will make you uncomfortable sometimes and keep you from hiding behind things that prevent you from doing God's work. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.